let's get ready to ramble!
This is the Reformation Ramblings podcast series for Lent 2019. I'm Christopher Hogan. Thank you so much for listening. After the text of the day, stay tuned and keep listening for the meditation on that text. If you'd like to be notified when new episodes are posted, click like on either the blog page or Reformation Ramblings Facebook page, and we'll make sure you don't miss any of these Lenten devotions. As always, I welcome your feedback and your encouragement, so please feel free to comment either on the blog page or on the Reformation Ramblings Facebook page. And now, the text. The second Sunday in Lent, March 17th, 2019. He went away from there to his hometown, and his disciples followed him. And on the Sabbath he began to teach in the synagogue, and many who heard him were astonished, saying, "Where did this man get these things? What is the wisdom given to him? How are such mighty works done by his hands? Is not this the carpenter, the son of Mary, the brother of James and Joseph and Judas and Simon? And are not his sisters here with us?" And they took offense at him. And Jesus said to them, "A prophet is not without honor except in his hometown, and among his relatives, and in his own household. And he could do no mighty works except that he laid hands on a few sick people and healed them. And he marveled because of their unbelief. And he went about among the villages teaching. And he called the 12 and began to send them out two by two, and gave them authority over the unclean spirits. He charged them to take nothing for their journey except a staff, no bread, no bag, no money in their belts, but to wear sandals and not put on two tunics. And he said to them, "Whenever you enter a house, stay there until you depart from there. And if any place will not receive you, and they will not listen to you, when you leave, shake off the dust that is on your feet as a testimony against them." So they went out and proclaimed that the people should repent. And they cast out many demons, and anointed with oil many who were sick, and healed them. Mark 6, 1-13. And now, a few words about the text. Reason, logic, and even emotions don't get Jesus. Everything in this life contradicts the reality that God became man in order to ransom man and rescue him from sin, death, and the power of the devil. Faith alone receives Jesus and confesses who he is, God in the flesh, redeeming mankind, and ushering him into life immortal. Our reading today helps us understand that our reason, senses, experience, and emotions will never grasp what Jesus has done and continues to do for us. We will never become self-aware of who we are in the eyes of the Father because of Christ Jesus our Lord. How will we believe in him unless one is sent to proclaim him to us and restore us to when we have gone astray? How will we believe in him unless one is sent to proclaim him to us and restore us when we have gone astray? Jesus, in mercy, mandated and instituted the office of the Holy Ministry to do one thing, to reveal Jesus to sinners by handing over the gifts of the cross in the means of grace. The apostles, and now pastors today, are sent to forgive us our sins and restore us according to the righteousness of Jesus to a gracious relationship with the Father. May the Holy Spirit be granted anew to us, that we may continue to rely not on our reason and logic, but rather the faith given to us and strengthened anew every time we receive the means of grace for our salvation. Amen. Thank you for joining us on this Reformation Ramblings podcast for Lent 2019. This has been Christopher Hogan, and I thank you for listening. Remember, by hitting like, you'll be notified when new episodes are posted. Don't forget to check out the Book of Concord reading plan for each day, which is listed on the blog page. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you tomorrow.